Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1277, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this final show of 2024, we'll celebrate Henry Russell and Belle Baker's birthdays and try to help keep you from violating the law.
The law.
The law.
The law.
The law!
But before we do that, last week I mentioned I had not seen the movie The Polar Express. Well, I did watch it this past week, and I'm sorry, but I found the motion capture computer animation just creepy. I'll stick with our annual tradition of watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Last week, December 24th, marked the birth in Sheerness, England, in 1812 or 13, of composer, pianist, and singer Henry Russell. His career began as a child singer in Elliston's Children's Opera Company, and at age 14, he studied composition with Italian opera composer Gioachino Rossini. From 1836 to 1841, he lived in the U.S., where he published his first songs, some of which deal with issues about which he was passionate, including abolition, immigration, and conditions in mental asylums. He also held a position with the Rochester Academy of Sacred Music in New York. After returning to England, he produced an extravagant stage musical called The Emigrant's Progress, which encouraged Britons to pursue the opportunities of the American frontier. He continued performing as a singer into the 1860s and composing until his death in London in 1900. Here are three from the pen of Henry Russell.
A great big tree grows near our house. It's been there quite some time. It's just a slippery elm tree and very hard to climb. But when my wife starts after me, up in that tree I roost. I go up like a healthy squirrel and never need no boost. The other day, a woodman came to chop that refuge down and carve it into kindling wood to peddle round the town. I says to him, I pray thee cease, refrain, desist, and stop. Lay down that forest razor, man. Chop not one single chop. Woodman, woodman, spare that tree. Touch not a single bough. For years it has protected me, and I'll protect it now. Chop down an oak, a birch or pine, but not this slippery elm of mine. It's the only one my wife can't climb. Woodman, spare that tree. I says to him, you see that hole up near that old treetop? Well, I got $5 there. It's yours if you refrain the chop. No beast but me can climb that tree, cause it's too slippery. I can't get up myself unless my wife is a-chasing me. So bring her here, and I'll call her a very naughty word. And then you'll see me give an imitation of a bird. You may not know just where to go when my wife gets around. But when she comes, remember this. If I'm not on the ground, woodman, woodman, spare that tree. Touch not a single bough. I'll throw that five spot down to thee, just like I promised thou. But you better make your acts behave. This slippery elm, you got the same. It's a borderline twixt me and the grave. Woodman, spare that tree.
I gather them in.
Henry Russell's most famous work, A Life on the Ocean Wave, based on a poem by American poet Eppas Sargent. That was the orchestra of His Majesty's Royal Marines on Columbia DB-1989, recorded in 1940. Before that, basso profundo, Wilfred Glenn with The Old Sexton. Park Benjamin wrote the words and Ted Levy conducted the orchestra on Victor 18025, made July 28, 1914. We began our tribute to Henry Russell with Bob Roberts and Woodman, Woodman, Spare That Tree. The label of Victor 16909 from July 17, 1911 credits Irving Berlin with the words and Ted Snyder with the music, so it's not exactly Russell's song, but is at least based on it. On this recording, the tree is an ellum, but on Russell's sheet music, with the words by George P. Morris, it's an oak. It's also not exactly the same tune. In other recordings, Berlin gets composer credit, but you get the idea. I don't know that there are any recordings of Russell and Morris's original song, but I do know that I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week was Christmas, and so, as a public service, we here at Rapidly Rotating Records want to remind you that many states and municipalities in the U.S. have laws regulating how long you're allowed to keep your Christmas lights up after Christmas. In San Diego, you have until February 2nd, and violators can be fined $250. In Maine, you have even less time, where fines can be levied any time after January 15th. Holiday and other lights around your house can also be guilty of trespass under so-called light trespass laws, which prohibit misdirected or excessive artificial light caused by inappropriate or misaligned lights that produce unnecessary glowing. New Jersey is particularly strict about light trespass. So for this segment, we're going to turn out the lights, beginning with Arthur Pryor's band.
Thank you.
girlies with her fellow. Both are getting nice and mellow in the bright moonlight. If the moon man should discover sweetheart keeping undercover, can you blame that girl and lover if they say turn off that light? Turn off your light, Mr. Moonman. Go and hide your face behind the cloud. Can't you see that couples want to spoonman? Two is company and three's a crowd. When each little lad and lady find a spot so nice and shady, that's your cue to say good night, good night. And if they want a spoon, listen, Mr. Moon, be a sport and turn off your light.
All the lads and little misses are fond of hugs and kisses, must remember half the bliss is found on any cloudy night. Nighttime is the time for spooning, serenades and lovers crooning, preliminary honeymooning, calls for darkness. Stop that light. Turn off your light, Mr. Moonman. Go and hide your face behind the cloud. Can't you see that couples want a spoonman? Two is company and three the crowd. When each little lad and lady find the spot so nice and shady,
Sounds like a pseudonym, but that was Art Carl and his boys with the vocal by Chick Bullock on Lights Out, written by Billy Hill. Vocalion 3147 was recorded January 13, 1936. Tenor saxophonist and clarinetist Art Carl was born around 1905 in Boston and led his own bands, but also played with Benny Goodman, Jack Teagarden, and Billie Holiday. He died December 21, 1967, in Boston. I don't have a DOB, but he may get his own segment regardless. Before Art Carl, Nora Bays and Jack Norworth were asking Mr. Moonman to turn off his light. It's heard in the three-act musical Little Miss Fix-It, but this commercial recording was made April 24, 1911, 3 weeks after the show's opening, and is on Victor 12-inch 78-70038. We started with Arthur Pryor's band and Lights Out March, written by Earl Ellison McCoy. Take 2 from March 26, 1906, and Take 4 from June 10, 1912, were both issued on Victor Catalog number 16960. Again, as a public service, we here at Rapidly Rotating Records want to remind you that it's illegal to hunt camels in Arizona.
What?
In 1855, under the direction of then-Secretary of War Jefferson Davis, Congress appropriated $30,000 for the purchase and importation of camels and dromedaries to be employed for military purposes. Remember, the Transcontinental Railroad was still decades away from being built, and Davis believed that camels were key to the country's expansion westward. He thought the animals would be well suited to haul supplies between remote military outposts. After a pair of successful trips to the Middle East, by 1857 the U.S. Army had purchased and imported 75 camels. The ungulates were stationed in Camp Verde in central Texas, where the Army used them as beasts of burden on short supply trips to San Antonio. The herd was split, and more than two dozen traveled more than 1,200 miles in the summer heat to Fort Tejon, an Army outpost north of Los Angeles. The mule lobby was against the idea, preventing further imports, and by the start of the Civil War, the experiment was finished, with now Secretary of War Edwin Stanton ordering that all of the camels be put up for auction. Some went to Nevada to haul salt, some were sold to zoos and circuses, some to meat markets, and some were driven to Arizona to work on the construction of a railroad. When the idea of camel-based freight fizzled, some were just turned loose in the desert. The state passed a law making it illegal to hunt and kill camels, and there were reports of sightings into the 20th century. In 1913, Arizona declared the camels extinct, and the Arizona Department of Fish and Game now says it has no regulations regarding camels. We, however, have a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about camels.
I used to ride on the merry-go-round when I was a kid. Those animals on the merry-go-round had me off my lid. Now since I've grown, the world I roam, I'm riding every day. And when I get to Africa, the natives hear me say, I love to ride a camel and go bumpity, bumpity, bump. It's easy, all you do is hold his humpity, humpity, hump. When I ride bucking broncos, I fall off like a chump. So I love to ride a camel and go bumpity, bumpity, bump. I joined a lodge called the BPOE not so long ago. And when they came to initiate me, oh, 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 they had a goat, a billy goat, they told me I must ride. I saw the horns upon that goat, and then I loudly cried. I love to ride a camel and go bumpity, bumpity, bump. I may be dumb, but I'm no Andy, gumpity, gumpity, gump. That goat came up behind me, and I still feel the lump. I love to ride a camel and go bumpity bumpity bump. I met a friend with a flivver one day. What a piece of tin. He said to me, if you're going my way, come on, hop right in. Of all the rides I ever took, that was the worst of all. We rattled, skidded, jounced, and shook, and our friend heard me call. I love to ride a camel and go bumpity bumpity bump. Just like a flea, those leaping leaners keep you on the jump. I cannot sit on anything unless it's nice and plump. So I love to ride a camel and go bumpity bumpity bump. I took a trip on the Erie one day. What a railroad line. And every foot of the track we rode on jarred me on my spine. The brakeman and conductor and the poor old engineer all gathered round and listened while I warbled loud and clear. I love to ride a camel and go bumpity bumpity bump. Each mile on that old Erie I went bumpity bumpity bump. It's all right if you stand, but if you sit down you're a chump. So I love to ride a camel and go bumpity bumpity bump.
Oh, it was a beautiful picnic. Snoop Wiggy got lost, but Belinda found him. Little Wooden Willie lost his cap. Hoppy Toad splashed in a puddle. The baby woodpeckers played Run, Sheep, Run and forfeits and dropped a handkerchief. Suddenly, Wally Woodpecker began broadcasting another message. Tap, 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 tap. It meant somebody's coming. Who? Said Grandfather Owl. The camel with the wrinkled knees tap, tapped Wally Woodpecker. And there came the biggest, friendliest camel in the whole world and kneeled down and smiled at everybody. He was such a nice camel, Raggedy Ann made up this song about him, and they sang it. The camel with the wrinkled knees was made to stand up straight, and his stomach bulges out fat and round. He has two humps up on his back, and these add to his weight, causing wrinkles in his knees to be found. Two shiny buttons are his queer eyes, looking all about for fun. His loppy tail is just a piece of twine, which he wiggles as he runs. Oh! The camel with the wrinkled knees is never cross or sad, for the funny wrinkled knees are his smiles. The camel was so pleased, he said, well, just for that, I'll carry you home. So they all climbed up on his big back between the two humps, and away they went home to Raggedy Ann's house.
I've played it by Jack Gardner, Art Landry, and the New Orleans Jazz Band, but I believe that's the first time by the University Six, a pseudonym on the Harmony label for a contingent of the California Ramblers with the Camel Walk. The Camel Walk was written by Chris Smith and Jay for James Tim Bryman, and Harmony 36-H was recorded September 18, 1925. On October 7, 1931, Frank Luther recorded 16 children's songs on 3 78s, Victor 218, 219, and 220, in an album called Raggedy Ann's Songs. On November 24, 1933, he recorded The Camel with the Wrinkled Knees, written by Johnny Gruel and Will Wooden, issued on 7-inch Victor 78, number 228. We started that Camel set with Irving Kaufman as George Beaver, and I love to ride a camel and go bumpity-bumpity-bump. Well, who doesn't? John Howard wrote it, and Challenge 647 was recorded February 27, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. While we're pointing out bizarre laws, there are a number of websites saying that in Hartford, Connecticut, it is illegal for two people who are married to kiss in public on a Sunday. However, the Connecticut law firm of Kahn, Kerensky, and Capicella says that there is no such law, but that colonial-era religious leaders probably made such a proclamation trying to maintain control over decorum and family relationships. I hope it's not illegal to play 78 RPM records about kissing on Sunday, because here are three.
A little boy was wild about a little girl who found it out. She tried to play so hard to get. He hasn't even kissed her yet. He leaves her when she turns him down, comes back again, and hangs around waiting for one kiss while he pleads like this. Give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? What are you gonna miss, will ya, huh? Gosh, oh gee, why do you refuse? I can't see what you've gotta lose. Oh, give me a little squeeze, will ya, huh? Why do you wanna make me blue? I wouldn't say a word if I were asking for the world, but what's a little kiss between a feller and his girl? Oh, give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? And I'll give it right back to you. It's been a year since first they met. He hasn't quite succeeded yet. A month ago he held her hand. His patience I can't understand. That they're engaged don't mean a thing. He's in a rage, takes back his ring. He gives it back once more while he starts to roar. Give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? Promise you won't resist, will ya, huh? You can hold my hands behind my back, and if I'm bold, why, give my face a smack. Oh, give me a little break, will ya, huh? How do you think that I'll stay true? You know I want to marry you, and it should be rehearsed. And anyhow, a feller ought to get a sample first. Oh, give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? And you'll love it when I get through. What the women want? Give me a little coat, will ya, huh? Sable or mink or goat, will ya, huh? My poor hand is bare as anything. I could stand a bracelet or a ring. Ah, give me a little car, will ya, huh? That'd be mighty nice to do. Why, a Packard or a Lincoln or a Cadillac sedan. I'd even take a Rolls and you can add a chauffeur man. But don't give me a little Ford, will ya, huh? Or I'll give it right back to you. Gimme, 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 will ya, huh?
passion comes and goes away. Love is not a passion that just blows away. Hugs and kisses are not all. If you want to make me fall, give me your lips, give me your arms, fit around me just like a glove. I don't want your kisses if I can't have your love. Baby, don't make me laugh, I don't want half. Baby, you know what I'm thinking of. I don't want your kisses if I can't have your love. Your love, play your part, your loving always lingers. I'll say you have no heart, your feelings in your fingers. And baby, this is the end. I'll be your friend, tell the world and all the stars above. I don't want your kisses if I can't have your love. Give me your lips, give me your arms, fit around me just like a glove. I don't want your kisses if I can't have your love. Oh, little baby, don't make me laugh, I don't want half. Baby, you know what I'm thinking of. I don't want your kisses if I can't have your love. Your love, play your part, your loving always lingers. I'll say you have no heart, your feelings in your face. And baby, this is the end. I'll be your friend, tell the world and all the stars above. I don't want your kisses if I can't have your L-O-V-E. I said love.
Thank you.
I've played it once before by Abe Lyman with Phil Neely, but there you have Nat Schulkert and the Victor Orchestra with an unidentified vocal chorus and their June 4th, 1930 recording of If You're Not Kissing Me on Victor 22450. Naceo Herb Brown wrote the music and Arthur Freed the words. Before that, Welcome Lewis with I Don't Want Your Kisses If I Can't Have Your Love, written by Fred Fisher and Martin Brunis. They made 6 takes in 2 sessions, but Victor pressed take 3 from December 11, 1930 on catalog number 22257. I love Whispering Jack Smith's recording, but we started that oscillation set with Billy Jones and his version of Gimme a Little Kiss, Will Ya? Huh? Made around March of 1926 on Banner 1719. On piano, Dave Kaplan. Gimme a Little Kiss was written by Roy Turk, Jack Smith, and Maceo Pinkard. She last had a birthday segment in 2010, but last week, December 25th, marked the birth in 1893 in New York of Bella Becker, one of 6 children born to Hyman Becker and Sarah Rabinowitz. You may know her better as Red Hot Mama Belle Baker. She left school at age 9 to work in a dress factory, but in 1910 was earning $3 a week singing at the Cannon Street Music Hall in Poughkeepsie. In 1913, she married Lou Leslie, who managed her career, and by age 21, she was headlining, billed as the Sarah Bernhardt of Songland. In 1919, she divorced Lou Leslie, and the following year married songwriter Maurice Abrams. Baker introduced dozens of songs on stage and records, and was heard regularly on network radio. At the height of her career, she was making $2,500 a week. In 1931, Maurice Abrams died, and the Depression took its toll on her career. She went to England for a time and married Elias Sugarman, editor of Billboard magazine, in 1937, but they divorced in 1941. In 1944, she appeared with other vaudevillians in the Republic picture, Atlantic City. Her last public appearance was on the TV show This Is Your Life in 1955, and she died of a heart attack in Beverly Hills on April 29, 1957. She's buried at Mount Judah Cemetery in Ridgewood, New York, next to her second husband, Maurice Abrams. Here are 3 from Belle Baker.
I read you what he has to say. Sweet little you, I'm just crazy about you. Sweet little you, I just can't live without you. I'll save every dollar that I can make. Soon you'll hear me holler, not our little bungalow. I pity you when I get you alone, dear. I know just what I will do. Kiss you morning, noon, and night. Satisfy my appetite. I'm sweet on sweet little you.
plans seem wonderful. Well, they seem wonderful. Cause you're part of them too. You are all that I am living for. Give me you, and I want nothing more. Take the sunshine, take the skies of blue, take everything but you. Everything but you. For what good would a world full of treasures be? It would rain in my heart if you're gone from me. But with you near me, everything but you.
Let him take the sunshine, take the skies of blue. Let him take everything but you. Buddy, buddy, let him take the flowers and take my songbirds too. Take everything but you. For what good would a world full of treasures be? It would rain in my heart if you're gone from me. But with you near me, I'll come smiling through. Take everything but you.
What you've done, you little son of a gun, I'm happy. Mr. Cupid, I was stupid all of the while, but your little bow and arrow taught me how to smile. I'm walking with a moonbeam, talking to the stars, telling all the world that I'm in love. I am playing leapfrog with the stormy clouds. Heaven is my playground up above. I am tickled pink to think he said I love you so. So I went and got myself a rainbow for my trousseau. I'm walking with the moonbeam, talking to the stars, telling all the world that I'm in love. talking to the stars, telling all the world that I'm in love. I am playing leapfrog with the stormy dove. Heaven is my playground up above. My big moment came at last. That's why I'm excited. Get a preacher or a rabbi and have us united. I'm walking with the moonbeams, talking to the stars, telling all the world that I'm in love.
I'm walking with the moonbeams, talking to the stars, written by Mack Gordon, Max Rich, and Maurice Abrams. Belle Baker sings it in the 1929 picture Song of Love, but this commercial recording was made in September of 1929, issued on Brunswick 4558. Before that, the flip side of that record, Take Everything But You, also written by Maurice Abrams, with Elmer Colby. Belle Baker also sings that in Song of Love, along with four other songs, not written by Abrams. We started our little tribute to Belle Baker with Sweet Little You, written by Irving Bebo. Victor 19436 was recorded August 28, 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour and this past year with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as we enter this new year, I have just three words. God help us. And I thank you for your very kind attention.